Late last night, lawmakers in Indiana boldly went where they had previously feared to tread. They voted to bring daylight saving time to the Hoosier state. Indiana's been one of just a couple of states to stay on standard time year-round, ignoring the old adage to spring forward 1 hour each year. Well, last night, the Indiana House voted 51-46 to adopt a daylight saving time bill. And passage was sealed when Representative Troy Woodruff of Vincennes switched his vote at the last minute. Representative Woodruff, why did you change your vote?
Well, it really had become a very political issue. We had a lot of people that had supported it previously, and every time we would get close to 51 votes, they would pull back. They would change their vote to a no so that, you know, it could never pass. They just wanted to basically embarrass our governor, and it was difficult because my district is not extremely supportive of this. My last campaign, I won by 193 votes. But, you know, to me, there just comes a point in time where you say, you know, politics aside, you have to just do the right thing.
Now, we should explain the political lineup here. You are a Republican.
I am a Republican.
The governor of Indiana, Mitch Daniels, is a Republican.
Yes, he is.
And he had campaigned heavily on this.
Yes, he did.
In favor of turning to daylight saving time.
Yes, he did. It was one of his key issues. He sees it as an economic development issue, and I think there were a lot of examples of where we've actually lost opportunities because of our time system.
Well, this does get even more confusing because most of the state, but not all, is on Eastern time. Some of it's on Central time.
Mm-hmm.
You've had counties who just on their own were observing daylight saving time even before the bill. They were going against the law and just saying, we're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
Does anybody know what time it really is in Indiana, I guess is what I'm wondering.
Well, that's a good question, but we've got two or three different times in Indiana. But I know, though, because those folks that do daylight savings time central, you know, I basically know 6 months out of the year we're on the same time as them. And that was the big complaint from my constituents was, well, now you're going to make it a year where we're different.
I wonder if you can help us understand why this is such a big deal. Your district is on the very western edge of the state, right on the Illinois border.
Right.
How does this affect somebody who may be working across the state line?
Well, what you have is you have a lot of families. Like, for instance, you know, there may be a daughter who married a young man from Vincennes or vice versa, and they decide to live in Vincennes. Well, mom and dad and grandma still live over in Lawrenceville, Illinois, which is, you know, not even 10 minutes away. And so, you know, if you want to take grandma to the doctor, you have this hour time problem. So you got to leave work a little early or, you know, you have to do a lot of juggling around.
Because you're in different time zones.
Because of the different time zone, yeah.
Representative Woodruff, it seems like you are in a really interesting spot here. You're 34 years old, is that right?
Yes.
First term representative there.
Yes.
And you had told your constituents that you would always vote against this controversial piece of legislation.
Yes, I did.
And now you've changed your mind.
Yes, I did.
You worried about that?
Sure I am. But you know, I also have two young sons. And so if I get beaten in 2006, is it really a loss? Because I'll get to spend more time with my kids. I think that people are, you know, willing to accept a person when he changes a vote and says, this is why I changed it. I'm not hiding it from you. I'm not going to try to spin it for you. This is what happened. And so they'll make that determination. And if they decided to send me home, then I'm at peace with that.
Representative Woodruff, thanks for talking with us.
Oh, I really appreciate you having me.
And welcome to the world of daylight saving time.
Well, thank you. Hopefully my constituents will thank us as well later.
Representative Troy Woodruff of Vincennes, Indiana, cast the deciding vote last night for Indiana to return to following daylight saving time.